A replica of an early Wisconsin log cabin sits on the grounds of the Fort Howard Elementary School near downtown. The cabin was built in the mid-70s, but has often been mistaken for the real thing. That may be partly due to the fact that it's crumbling. Longtime teacher Chuck Hatfield coordinated the original building project using student labor. He now lives in La Crosse and wasn't sure if people in Green Bay wanted to keep the cabin until he heard from staff and students at Fort Howard Elementary.
Many people used it as a kind of an automatic signpost that told you when you were one block from Broadway. And so when Fort Howard stepped forward and said, yes, we really do want this, then that's when myself and a whole bunch of kids started the Facebook page.
The Green Bay Area School District says it will cost $30,000 to restore the cabin and set up an endowment fund. District spokesperson Amanda Brooker says the work isn't a financial priority in a time of tight budgets.
Yeah, we've been cutting at least $6 million a year from our budget, and because this does not directly affect students' education needs, we are looking for large corporate as well as small private donations. You know, the cabin is a landmark in downtown Green Bay. People are very emotionally attached to it, so we feel the need that it's important to keep it.
The lemonade sale is timed to coincide with Green Bay's day-long 4th of July festival and fireworks display, which draws upwards of 100,000 visitors. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.